back to Twice Upon a Time. This time, Roger and I watched Season 4, Episode 19, Sympathy for the DeVille. As always, we'll start off with a synopsis. In another realm, young Cruella lives under the thumb of her evil mother. After a chance meeting with Isaac, he springs Cruella from the attic and falls for her. He reveals the power of the author to Cruella, and she convinces him to free her from her mother's grip by giving her power over animals. Cruella goes to face her mother, but Isaac discovers that Cruella is the real villain. She murdered her father and subsequent stepfathers. To prevent her from harming others, the author takes away Cruella's ability to kill another person. In Storybrooke, Cruella kidnaps Henry to force the heroes to kill the author. With Henry's life at risk, Emma kills Cruella, not realizing that Cruella can't kill anyone, playing right into Rumple's hands to turn Emma dark. Roger, what do you think of this episode?
It delivered. One of the best flashbacks we've gotten. There are some things I don't like about it, but it's not that I think the story was bad. Some of it I think the acting is just bad. And some of it I don't necessarily like where we position the characters, but overall I'd say this might be a top 15 episode. Like, it's pretty, pretty good.
Yeah, I think when I made my list, this was in the top 10. It's definitely like top 5 flashback, maybe.
It might be the second.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I agree that there are some problems with other parts of the episode. I struggle with a few of Rumple being really smart and really dumb in this episode simultaneously.
He's like 8 steps ahead and 2 steps behind.
Yeah.
And so is Regina.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm not sure I like buy into this premise that like because Cruella can't kill anyone and Emma killed Cruella, that automatically makes Emma dark.
Oh, I buy that 100%.
That's
what you said about Rumple and Zelina. You took her magic away. That's why it was wrong. Because she couldn't hurt anyone anymore.
Right, but Emma didn't know that.
Doesn't change the fact.
I mean, also, like, I wrote maybe, does Chelsea consider this as an episode where we should kill someone? Like, I think that if, you know, someone's holding a knife to your son's neck, that's not an unreasonable time to murder someone. However, like, does Emma still not know how to poof stuff?
She actually does know how to poof stuff because she poofed that forgery that one day in front of us.
But she didn't poof an object from one place to another. She created the forgery.
But I thought she already previously
created. No.
Oh.
I don't think so. Maybe.
No, I thought she did previously.
In any case, poofing would have been a perfectly acceptable choice here, so killing seems unnecessary. You just poof that gun. That's all you gotta
do.
Or Henry. Like, whatever.
Henry maybe that's a little bit more advanced. Poof a gun.
Yeah.
You're good.
But this flashback, like, the thing that I really like about this episode is it kind of encapsulates what this entire show tries to do, which is like, oh, we give a backstory to villains to, like, give you sympathy for the villain. And that's what we've come to expect. Like, oh, even if they still are evil, we're like, oh, okay, like, they have
these things. Had a tough life. Yeah, what's her name from the 4A? Greta or Gerda?
Ingrid.
Yeah. It's always sympathy.
Yeah.
And this plays on that hard.
It totally does. And you're like, okay, like, I get it. She was, like, I could see how she could become evil.
She was abused. She was locked
in an attic. And then you're like, oh, no. She told her. Time.
That's what makes this so. So for the first time since Peter Pan, we have a villain who's a villain, not because of circumstances. They're just a bad person.
She's like, just a bad
person. What does she say? Other people try to run from the darkness, but I just decided to splash in and have fun.
Yeah. This is what I've been wanting.
Let's fucking go.
She's just crazy.
So it's funny. I believe both we should have killed her and not killed her. In the past, Mommy Dearest, you need to kill this little girl. I'm sorry. 3 husbands is more than enough evidence to just execute them.
Or even, like, just report her to the authorities.
Nah, she gotta die. Listen.
Well, they might have been able to, like, help her with therapy.
Nah.
As a child. It's too late now. Completely agree.
Chelsea, after you poisoned 3 separate men.
Yeah, okay. How did she even let that happen 3 times?
I mean, so it is playing on the fact that, like, I know friends like this. Parents will always believe that their kids aren't as bad as they are.
But she clearly didn't believe that. Because she locked her in the attic.
She thought she could fix her.
Mm.
She thought, if I just kept her close to me, she won't be that bad. Or maybe the first one. It's like parents have a hard time accepting that their kids are fucking monsters. And Cruella's a fucking monster. And she's also really good, as we saw what she does to Isaac. She probably did similar to a mother. No, I was just traumatized by my daddy, and I didn't do it. I mean, like, she probably didn't put the full pieces together until, like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Not good.
She'd have killed little girl Cruella. That girl's fucking insane. But God, she plays Isaac like a fiddle. Like,
oh my this God.
Is Rumpelstiltskin level. Really good. I also love real quick what she does to Maleficent, because we talked about this. Like, how come she didn't turn into a dragon? Yeah, that's why you don't turn into a dragon in front of Cruella.
Absolutely. I also going back to the how she plays the author, the best part about that is none of it was premeditated. She just figured that all out on the fly. She had no idea that he had those powers or that he was like, she's just like, cool. Cause, I mean, she was obviously using him to like get out of the attic and like have a good time, but she hadn't like decided that she was gonna like, you know, ask for power over animals or anything.
I think what makes her such a compelling villain is that unlike, let's say, Rumpelstiltskin or Peter Pan, they had like a specific goal that they were chasing and they were willing to do whatever to get it. Cruella's goal is just to fuck with you.
That's true.
So there is, like, it's actually kind of hard to predict what she's going to do because you don't know what she wants. Because I don't think Cruella knows what she wants until she thinks of it at the moment.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is that, like, it's just, it's almost like rage. Like, in a sense of, like, I don't know what I'm going to do until when I'm infuriated. She doesn't know what she's going to do. She's like, eh, I just want to do something cruel. I am curious about what are the limits of what she cannot do.
Yeah, I think that's a good question, and I don't know.
It's very clear that she can't do anything that she thinks could kill someone.
Yes.
So that's why she couldn't, like, torture Henry first. Because we both, you kind of groaned, like, oh, Henry's not in danger. It's like, he's not. I don't think she can shoot him in the leg, because that could theoretically kill him. Just like she can't cut him with a knife, right? So it's like, she can't really do any harm to someone.
Yeah.
But that, to me, actually, it's funny. I think that is maybe the second best twist. I take that back over Zelina. Cruella not being able to actually harm people was something I never fucking saw coming.
What was the exact wording of what...
Cruella may never take the life of another living being.
Intentionally?
May never take the life.
Okay, that's interesting. I guess because taking implies intention. Because I'm like, what if she got in a car accident because she drives like a fucking maniac?
But she slammed on the brakes for Maleficent. She has to. See, I think it's actually, I think it compels her to do it. So I don't think she did slam on the brakes. I think she was forced to.
And before we know what it is, when she's trying to shoot Isaac, like, she's like holding the gun and she's like shaking and she's like, why can't I pull the trigger?
It's like when someone uses their magic and they're like, well, why isn't it not working? Like, she looks, and also the way he walks out, it, like a G. Like, that was amazing. He's just like, I learned from you. I took what someone loves most and used it against them. And just walks the fuck out. And I was like, those two, I wanted to watch them so much more on screen. This is probably a top five mistake, killing her.
I think that both Smurfit, her last name is Smurfit.
Smurfit.
Victoria?
Yeah.
And this gentleman that plays Isaac are both like really leaning into the ham for their characters, rightfully so.
In the past.
Yeah, in the past. I just like would love to see these two people like wander the earth together.
Not letting them play out this rivalry over multiple episodes was disappointing because like their cabin scene was fun. Because like I even said, like, did she go from threatening him and then he's like, you can't threaten me. And then she tries to seduce him and he's like, nice try. It's like, just she's quick with like the I'm gonna do this, then I'm gonna do this, and she's like, and it's just fun to watch those two antagonize each other, and they're both bad.
She also just like has this sense of like aggressive, like ennui or like frustration. Like when she's playing the Angry Birds on her phone,
I'll show you who's angry.
And Henry runs away. She's just like, oh.
She has it's just like how she's just constantly just like, God damn. But that is her constant expression. Like, why are you making this harder than it needs to be?
Yeah.
Yeah. Frustration, but like way deeper than that. I can't say enough about how fun that backstory. It was just also, I thought the twist of them being in a land that exists out of time was quite cool.
Yeah. I was curious, does Cruella live in a curse?
That's a good question.
Because it's very much like Storybrooke. Like, they don't age. I guess she ages.
Oh, the mother aged.
Yeah, I guess they age, but the world doesn't age. Like, they're who thinks of such things when he asks her what year it is?
I know. Because at first, I assumed that Krilla was from the Land Without Magic.
Uh-huh.
But then she's not. But that's even more nutty, because it's emulating the Land Without Magic, because that's very clearly the 1920s with the flapper and the tavern. But I thought for some reason she was from, like, Victoria, London or something.
I mean, she has a British accent.
But I thought she was from that era mm-hmm. for some reason. So, I don't know. It was really good. It was interesting to see. Yeah, I thought the mom did a really good job, because you think she's the villain the whole time.
The whole time.
Yeah, no, it's the dogs. Oh, man, when the dogs turn, that was, you're just like, oh, shit.
That scene was so violent. Like, yes, I mean, I know we don't actually see the actual violence occur, but the thought of that, like, being killed by your own dogs, and her mother was ripped apart by dogs.
Yeah.
And then Cruella killed the dogs.
Yeah. Cruella doesn't fuck around.
Did she kill the dogs, or she told them to kill themselves?
Oh, God. That actually does sound like what she...
I mean, she surely wouldn't ask them to rip each other apart because she wanted their coats to be beautiful for...
She probably just had them drink poison.
Yeah.
So that the coat of fur wasn't...
Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about in the flashback?
You should have seen the look on her face when the dogs turned on her. It's a memory I shall truly cherish. Those are words of a mad woman, and I love it.
She was the second best villain we have ever had. If we put Rumpelstiltskin in his own golden category, mm-hmm. it's Pan, and then it's Grawl, I think. I'd put her tied with Regina. Regina was fun for her anger, but no one's sadism is like Cruella's.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Well, and I think, and I mean, rightfully so, like, there are other stories that this show kind of plays off of, like Wicked, like mm-hmm. giving a story to a villain. But I mean, it was like fairly innovative at the time, and like what they did with Regina was interesting. But this is like something else that I wasn't expecting, and I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I think Regina, while she's known for her passion and maybe just like she's killed certainly, but it's more so like, I'm going to kill an entire town and be done with it. I don't know that she revels in, like, the minute details.
Yeah, no.
Cruella does.
She definitely does. Like, that's all she wants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's literally her happy ending, is to get her ability to kill people back.
Oh my god! The ending is that I can murder again! It's crazy. It's fucked.
Okay. Hell yeah, that's all I have for the flashback.
Okay, I gotta start with Maleficent and Cruella. What happened to my daughter? Well, I'm a really terrible person and I left her in the woods to die. And the best part, too. A, it's true, but B, more importantly, she knew it would set Maleficent.
Yeah.
So, like, she was able to both get a jab in that she knew was going to drive her nuts, and then it baited her into turning into a dragon. So it was just like, that is what makes to me a great villain. When they can both irritate you and get under your skin, that you then make a move to punish them, and it backfires. Like, that's Rumpelstiltskin, like, again. Like, that's beautiful.
I can't believe that Maleficent was stupid enough to turn him to a dragon.
I can, though. She literally taunted her about leaving her baby to die.
Yeah.
That's exactly what someone who is enraged and blinded. What does Rumpel say? Like, a person who's consumed with vengeance is easy to manipulate. That right there is basically what happened.
No, it's true.
She was so enraged, she forgot that that's a bad move.
Also, Maleficent was just, like, ready to kill Cruella.
Your death was gonna last for days?
Yeah. Which, interestingly, like, as a dragon, I don't know how you make someone's death last for days.
Remember that fire that she can do that just burns for 50 years?
Yeah, but, like, Cruella would die immediately.
Unless she just makes it so that she's only gonna just feel the burn for 3-4 days.
Can she do that?
Can you? I don't know if you can make fire burn for half a century, probably. She's also a witch, so, like, I would assume so.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Okay, I feel like my notes are all over the place for the rest of this here.
I do like that they explain how Cruella and Ursula stayed the same age because they took the magic from the egg.
Sure.
I mean, like,
as you do.
As one does. damn. Yeah, no, I mean, that was... I thought they did a great job this episode of confirming what I thought Carilla was, which is just fucking out for herself, batshit crazy, and a sadist. And it was fun to see everyone hates her. Like, Rumple can't stand her, the author can't stand her, Maleficent can't stand her, Regina and Emma can't stand her. It's like, Carilla truly just wants to hurt everyone.
I also want to talk for a minute about my other favorite part of this episode, which is how much Rumpelstiltskin fucking hates the author. Like, every time he speaks, Rumple is like, oh my god, please stop talking. Just stop talking. Just never speak again.
Well, he talks so long. Like, he just talks too much.
Yeah, oh, well, he's very self-important.
Well, and, like, Rumple is usually to the point.
Yeah.
And the author rambles. Like a storyteller.
But it is interesting to see, because Rumple needs something from the author, so he, like, needs him to do something.
Yeah.
So he can't just, like, you know, kill him or send him away. Like, he has to listen to some degree, but he's like, oh my god, just shut up.
Well, it's like when he talked to what's-her-name from last season, he's like, you know, your strange fascination is really no concern to me.
Yeah.
I need something from you, but shut the fuck up about Emma. I don't give a shit. It's kind of like that with this, but in a very different, because, like, they're not on even terms. Mm-mm. The author's afraid of him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he cannot, you can tell that he is just fundamentally irritated by his. Also, Rumple's running out of time. So, like, the more the author talks, that's one more second Rumple.
It's true.
So it's kind of like, hey, man, like, we are Jack Bauer situation here, running out of time. You can't be yapping. Like, we got 24 hours.
You don't need to keep explaining story structure to us, Isaac. It's fine.
We get it.
We got it.
Yeah. I kind of want to talk about the Charm Maids and Regina, mostly because I want to bitch about Emma for a little bit.
Sure, please.
Here
for that in this episode.
What?
Oh my god, she was so annoying in this episode.
I feel like you have to qualify that with this episode. yeah, so let's talk about the first thing. She's mad because of the lie. As we've discussed ad nauseum, I don't think lying is as big of a deal as you do. I think in this situation, it's even worse that she's throwing a hissy fit because, like, the bad thing that happened didn't even happen to her.
Right.
Like, shut the hell up.
She does call them out, finally, for the actual thing, which is, how could you do that to somebody else's
baby? Sure.
And that was, and, like, even Regina is like, oh my god, you're, stop being a petulant child about this.
Yep.
But Snow also did say something that I was just like, what the fuck? Have you learned nothing? She literally said, that goodness is exactly why we did what we did. It was worth it. What? What?
I think her point would be valid if it was 100% luck Emma couldn't turn bad. Then I would get it. Like, it would be wrong, but at least it would have locked into place that Emma's going to be good. But that, A, we already know Emma's willing to hurt someone. Like, that's already a thing that we know, fundamentally, because you didn't raise her, because you had to drop her through a wardrobe. And B, that wasn't what you were told it was going to happen. It just said it was shifting odds for you. So that was stupid. Also, they are the king and queen of rationalization. Like, they do the same thing that they did with the whole, oh, well, the author manipulated us, and that's why we did it. Or Rumple manipulated Snow, so that's why I killed him. It's like, nah, y'all did this. Like, stop blaming everybody else. You fucked up. And then they try to justify it, and you're like, that's just not going to work. Like, even if you believe it, no one's going to buy this here. I don't understand this logic. I really don't understand what they were trying to do. Did they think she was going to be like, you're right, Mom and Dad. I love you.
That's a good point. I don't know. And Hook has, like, absolutely nothing to do in this episode. There's literally a scene that he's in that he doesn't say anything at all.
Yeah.
He's actually barely on camera.
Yeah. Yeah. They spend too much time with this. Like, part of it is, I think this is Jennifer Morrison's fault. I don't care about her going dark. I don't care about her anger towards her parents. I don't care. Like, she doesn't even do a good job of showing real concern that Henry's taken. She just seems angry that the situation occurred while she's pissed off at her parents.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't show, like, real, like Regina looks frightened when mm-hmm. she finds out. And Emma's just like, this shit. And I'm like, your son's, like, being kidnapped by a sadist. Like, maybe, like, I don't care how mad you are at your parents. They're Snow White and Prince Charming. Find Henry first.
Yeah.
Even if you can't trust them fully. And then maybe we go back to being mad at them?
No, and her facial expressions in this episode are horrific.
What facial expressions?
Like, the one that they close on, like, I think she's supposed to look, like, murderous?
Oh, I think she's dead
face. Maybe? Angry?
Angry pouty face. I've said from season one.
I don't see pouty there, but angry, yes.
It's angry dead face.
Like, angry dead face.
Like, okay. It's just a deadpan, like, I'm mad at the whole world, I'm mad at the situation, but that's the only, it's a, just a dead expression. Her line, like, you know, when she made that line to Regina, I was like, you know what, that's a fair point, Regina, you have a grudge over some ridiculous shit, but she's also still right, you are being a petulant child.
Oh, totally.
And then, like, I think Hook tries to, this is the one thing that Hook does,
it's the only thing he says in the whole episode,
and then she's just like, I just can't forgive them. It's like, not even to save Henry? Like, you are so consumed by anger over a lie? Like, this is kind of why I've made that argument, but, like, I'm sorry, lying just isn't that bad. Lying is not so bad that I'm going to risk my son's life. That's stupid.
Well, and, like, obviously their intention, like, they want to save Henry, too, and she has to know that.
Yeah, that's, so she's treating them like the way that I would treat, like, Rumpel.
Yeah.
We're like, well, like, we kind of know that you have a history of, like, double crossing. She's like, maybe you put, I don't think Snow and Henry, or Snow and Charming would put Henry's life in danger, so, like, the fuck?
No.
Like, you're just basically holding a grudge and being like, I don't want you two to help me.
She also doesn't say, I now don't trust your judgment and I'm afraid that you might put other people in harm's way. Like, that's also not what she says. She's just like, I'm mad at you.
Well.
So you can't help.
Like most things with the Savior, it's about her. So it's about what they did to her in her mind. Yeah. And then the choice at the end, I did not like that. This is going to sound weird to me to say, her killing Cruella did not feel justified there. Like, that felt like a completely unnecessary kill.
Well, yeah, I mean, as I said, like, it would have been, it, theoretically, with her magic,
yeah,
she should have been able to stop her without killing her.
Yes. Like,
and I, like, fully recognizing, like, I understand, like, she has a gun, she doesn't know that Cruella can't kill Henry with that gun, but they're, like, it's, like, you poof it away, or you poof Henry away, or...
But even the choice to do it was stupid. Like, if I have someone hostage and you shoot me and you push me back, bang, you're dead. Like, I can still shoot a gun. Like, she didn't even do the right thing. Like, I get if she'd, like, poofed her and then held her over the thing where she can't shoot anymore. But, like, she didn't even actually take Henry out of danger until, you know, Cruella went splat.
Yeah, that was a violent splat, too. Her limbs are all facing the wrong way. That's good.
Looked like Black Widow at Endgame. Like, wouldn't go with the dynamite.
That's bad.
Yeah, it, kind of reaffirmed my belief that I think this would be a better story just without Emma. She's not helping. Like, she's actively dragging this.
I definitely needed more Regina in this episode. Was really when they're talking about killing the author and they're like, well, you can't really do that. And Regina's like, of course not. Besides, it wouldn't be half as fun as killing Cruella.
Well, so I like the thing where they talk about killing someone. She's like, you're to protect Savior's heart, not mine.
Yeah.
I think I would have been fine with anyone else getting more screen time. Like, if we just snap our fingers and erase Emma out of the story, more Hook, more Regina, more Robin, more Rumpel, more Cruella, more Maleficent, like, more anyone. Anyone else could have been interesting, but, like, no. We just, so that's probably the only down part of this episode for me, was that just her whining, her constant anger, her misplaced, like, lack of care for Henry. I mean, obviously she cares that he's kidnapped and saved, but, like, she seems more angry than she does worried, which is stupid to me. Is, yeah.
The this is, like, I've just completely changed the subject now in my brain. The other thing that I really like is, obviously, Rumpel knows, like, he orchestrated a lot of this and, like, knows he knew what the secret was and he knew that they knew each other. Nobody else.
He didn't know the full secret, though. He knew the secret when the author told him.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, because that's why he chuckled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody knew what it was.
I know.
Like, Cruella has, for, like, 30 years, been terrorizing people. And nobody knew that she can't kill people.
Mm-hmm. Not people. Anything.
Anything. Do you think that that was true when she was in the Land Without Magic? I guess because the author's word is, like, kind of absolute.
I don't know.
Oh, God, now I'm just imagining her murdering people left and right. But no, I have to assume that she couldn't, because she wouldn't have wanted to come back if she could.
I think she could, But because she believes she couldn't, she didn't.
Oh.
I think that is the probably the more
interesting
thing, that like she believed that she fundamentally was incapable of doing it, so she never even bothered to try. And then by the time she may have realized it, magic came back.
Yeah. I think that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about Regina's kind of smart and kind of dumb decision.
Yeah. Well, first I want to talk about when Regina shows up to talk to Belle. And Belle's like, what can I do for you? And she's like, I want to talk about your husband. And Belle's like, oh, it had real, like, let's go see who else you terrorized vibes about it. Like, of course you want to talk about Rumpel. What did he do now?
Well, that's the reason Regina come talk to Belle for, though.
I mean, probably not, but you never know. She might need something from the pawn shop. I mean, they were in the pawn shop, or...
So, remember how you said you find it weird that all those things are just belong to gold, which we can talk about in another episode, because, I don't know, a 200-year-old man probably could acquire all those things through natural causes. Isn't it kind of weird that, like, now Belle is just in control of those?
Yes. Things? Yes, that is really weird.
Yeah, like, I feel like if we're saying they're separated, you should probably leave the pawn shop and no one should be touching it.
Or I could, Belle would be a good person to assign to, this doesn't belong, like, why don't you figure out who this stuff belongs to and give it back?
Like, catalog it.
Yeah.
Sure.
And so
even stuff, giving it back may not be, right? Because, like, it could be Rumpel's.
That's true. But, I mean, if, the, like, you know, the unicorn mobile that was supposed to be over Emma's bed, like, I mean, I don't know if Emma wants it, but, like, that doesn't belong to Rumpel.
How do you know that?
He went into the castle and took it. He's like, I want these unicorns. I want them. I want to put them over my bed. They help me sleep.
But this is the point. I think I asked you this already. Okay. So she says, I need your help.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, what can I do? Did she just agree to Regina taking her heart?
I'm not sure if Regina simply took the how can I help as a I want to help.
Yeah.
Or if there was further discussion. I'm hoping that we will learn more about what that exchange was like.
I don't think she did ask, because she then says forget about all of this and run along.
I no matter what occurred between them before, even if Belle fully agreed to that situation, Belle never would have agreed to say exactly what she said to Rumpel. And I think Regina knows that and doesn't want her to remember.
I don't understand why.
Why what?
Why she wouldn't agree to that.
I mean, that was pretty nasty. Like she's just not, like...
Is it nastier than casting one out of town and leaving them to die?
No, it is not nastier than that.
Okay. So, like, it's like saying that, like, I've already tried to murder you, but I'm not going to steal from you. That's a line I just won't cross. Like, I mean, we've already crossed a worse line here.
Belle's not into taunting, though. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's not just taunting for taunting's sake. It was to specifically help out someone in need in Robin.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. If Belle's a hero, I kind of would get how one would logic. And, like, she is mad at Rumpel.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Also, Rumpel, are you stupid?
Ah.
Okay, you knew that your leverage point over Regina was Robin. That means, by definition, the leverage point over you is Belle. Do exactly what Regina would do and just put a protection spell over Belle. Though, as Regina clearly forgot, put a protect. Can someone protect Henry? Just wanted. You know what would have been a great thing? Hey, Snow and Charmander, I don't want to deal with you. Protect Henry.
Yeah, just hang out with Henry.
Hang out with Henry.
And also, would have been perfectly reasonable and historically accurate plot point if Henry escaped said protection.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't even try.
Nope. I don't understand how the people can both make the decision on one end and then get basically duped by the same type of move on the other side. Like, Regina and Rumpel do this.
Well, the other thing, which I guess question for you, he says, you won't do that. And then Regina starts to crush her heart and he gives in. I don't think that Regina would crush it. Do you?
I think to protect Robin, I'm not sure where Regina would go.
Maybe that's where Rumpel is too. Like he thinks that she probably wouldn't, but he's not sure.
Yeah, like if that were
not worth the risk.
Yeah, I mean, if it were Henry's heart, I think he'd call her bluff and be like, "You won't do. I know 100% you will not kill your son." considering what she's done to Belle, is that beyond Regina's capability? It's not, even if you think there's only a 1% chance, why risk that?
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, and not having Regina not be there might actually be helpful to Rumple.
Also, I think that is true, because that was actually what I was about to say, because really, all he had to say was, kill her, and Robin dies. And I don't think Regina calls your bluff. Okay, we both suffer. So you lose Robin, your second true love. All right, I lose my first. Maybe I find a second. I don't know. I got the author. You don't. We'll see how this ends.
Mm-hmm.
Just not the play I probably would have made there. But I also get it. Like, she forced him into a corner. I'm also curious what's going to happen if Regina goes to New York. Shouldn't that magic meet Desalina? There's going to be just a straight-up cat fight.
It's true.
Like, yeah, let's fight part one. I want to see part two with no magic. Like, just, I want them throwing hands. Can Zelina fight? Can Zelina do anything without magic?
I don't know.
Oh, Zelina's gonna get her ass beat!
Yeah, I think Regina could. I don't know. I mean, Emma punched Regina.
But Emma's good. I mean, she's a bounty hunter.
That's true. She's got some skills.
Yeah. She's got arms, too. I thought the scene where Rumple showed his heart was super cool.
Oh, yeah. That was
like charcoal.
It's frightening how little humanity is left in him.
So what was interesting is that I thought he was going to die. But what he says is that not that he's going to die, that all of the chance of him ever loving is going to die.
Well, yeah, it seems... I mean, the Dark One can't die.
Well, no. Well, the Dark One can die. The darkness can't.
Well, the Dark One can only be killed by the Dark One dagger, and then someone else becomes the Dark One.
Yeah.
But so does he just, like, become darkness?
I think so. That's what it sounds
terrifying.
Like. Rumble unleashed? Dark One unleashed could be real fun.
Yeah, that would be really scary. It seems that centuries of dark deeds do take their toll, and that's all that's left of it is this.
So I have this question for you. Do you think Rumple regrets anything besides dropping Bay?
If you'd asked me that a while back, I would have said yes, but now I don't know.
Like, I truthfully think if you said, would you take it all back, but you never reunite with Bellfire, I think he goes, okay, then I'm just gonna do it all again. Like, I think he would do every one of those heinous things again.
Yeah.
I actually don't even think he regrets where he's at right now. He's just like, yeah, that shit sucks. But damn. It's a tough price to pay.
It is. It is. It is a tough price.
Last piece that I had was Rumble and the Author.
I think I mostly said what I wanted to say about Rumple and the Author. I mostly wanted to touch on just how genius, because it wasn't just that Rumple, like, knew that this was going to happen, but he placed those shells to separate Hook and Regina from Emma so that Emma would be the only one that was facing.
Also, Emma, you know his plan is to turn you dark? Are you stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, remember I said back in season one, like, I think she's kind of dumb sometimes? Like, she's just dumb sometimes. Like, I don't... Like, it didn't even cross her mind that, like, this is a trap?
Yeah, I just...
Like, I get if she had never even heard Rumple's plan. We're like, okay, my only priority is just saving my son, and then I will do what needs to be done. But, like, they've already told you specifically... His plan is to make you do something bad, and then he was like, oh, well, this obviously isn't it. Like, you sure?
Yeah.
Two things I want to talk about. One, I love the line that Rumple hits with, a person who's consumed with vengeance is easy to manipulate. Mm-hmm. Because it's talking about Regina. Mm-hmm. It's talking about Hook. Because all of the people who were consumed here, he really was never consumed by vengeance, but he manipulated a lot of people who were consumed by vengeance. And then he talks about, much like the Dark One, the Author does not die. It just simply passes on to someone new, which was interesting because I had no, I thought it was like a sign by someone, but like, oh, it's just, you die, next person becomes. So like, okay, so now we have kind of like two forever beings talking with each other because there will be another Dark One, there'll be another Author. Maybe.
Now I'm just imagining Rumple finally getting so fed up with Isaac never shutting up that he's like, fine, I'll take my chances with the next offer. Fuck you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Favorite moment. I have three.
I guess I have three.
It's two and a half, I guess. One of them, two of them are like basically the same scene.
I mean, my first one is I'm a really terrible person. I left her in the woods to die.
That's a really good one. I don't have that one, but I almost put it.
And not just the line, but the line, the reaction from Maleficent of just pure white hot fear, like, I'm going to fucking kill you.
She's like, what did you say?
Yeah, she's just like, oh, you're gonna pay for this. And she's like, and Cruella's just completely unfazed, like, do exact, walk right into my trap that I laid out. Beautiful scene.
While I agree that Emma is being ridiculous throughout this, I think she had a good point in what she said to Regina. Yeah. Their exchange was hilarious. You're acting like a petulant child. Your parents did a bad thing. They apologized. Now get over it. Forgive me if I don't take advice from the woman who held a grudge for half her life because a 10-year-old spilled a secret.
I mean, that's underselling what really happened. Also, you're doing what literally she just did. Like, you're saying I won't take advice from you, but she's telling you that, like, yeah, I was wrong for not letting it go.
It's true. It's true. How many did you say you have? Sorry, I forgot. You have two more?
Yeah. The entire backstory.
That's a good choice.
Just great. Just absolutely fantastic.
Mine, watching Cruella just like frantically sewing that coat out of the dog's fur is iconic.
I watched that scene and I was like, you know, I don't think there's a villain my wife would hate more than Cruella after watching that. Like, I can just imagine her just being like, oh no! I was like, yep, she'd want to kill her. Like, yeah. She's got to die now.
Yep.
But the twist of Cruella not being able to harm or kill someone is just like, what?
Such a good twist.
That was, I think it's the second best twist in the series. I put it just above Zelina, and I'd probably bump Neil down to wherever I had it.
My favorite moment is, some people struggle not to be drawn to the darkness, but ever since I was a little girl, I thought, why not splash him and have fun? Just, like, before we've often complained about how they just, like, redeem all the villains now. Like, I was all for Regina's redemption story. Like, I think it's interesting to, like, turn a villain. Like, I get it.
It's gotta be unique.
Yeah, but we've done it so many times now, and this villain, irredeemable.
They tried to redeem every single villain besides Pan.
Yep.
So it's like Regina's beat was fun, and then every other one has fallen flat. And this one, I was like, fuck this stupid shit again. Oh, nope. That's awesome.
Nope.
She's crazy.
She's crazy.
Yeah.
I have three ridiculous moments.
Two. So why don't you start?
Okay. My first one is just the look on Emma's face that they end the episode on. Like, I'm not quite sure if it's supposed to be murderous or angry or what, but I didn't like it. I feel like they also, like, intentionally, like, made her look bad. Like her makeup is not well done, her hair is messed up. I'm like, what are we just like, what are we
doing here? Well, that's all season, that's intentional. Like, they've intentionally made her look almost deranged. Because, like, they've done, like, the bags under the eyes, uh-huh. The red eyes, the hair, like, she's completely looking more and more out of it as the season goes on. Also, that's just her face. Rumpel, having leverage over someone and then not protecting his own leverage.
That's a really good one.
That blows my mind.
I have Cruella playing Angry Birds.
I'll show you who's angry.
What a choice. I love it.
But it's also
so of the moment. Like, remember how huge Angry Birds was at this time?
Also, can you imagine Cruella just screaming, just angry at these birds? And you're just like, oh, damn, this woman really wants to kill these fucking birds.
She does.
Regina, you decide intelligently that your leverage is Belle. And then you don't protect your own leverage in Henry. What are we even doing in this episode?
Being bad at being villains is what we're doing.
But
you were a villain. Think like one.
What happened to you guys?
I don't know. My last one is they forgot to create a reason that Cruella and Ursula are the same age as everyone, so they retconned that the dragon eggs magic made them young.
Also, again, I said this before, for a allegedly this is about the Queens of Darkness. Well, two of them are already dead.
That's true.
This isn't really a Queens of Darkness season. Like,
yeah.
You, maybe you want to call it that because it's like female led or something, but like, not really.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, just.
Loser.
I got three.
Oh, I only have one. Go ahead.
The Charmings.
Yeah, that's fair.
You did all this for fucking Dick. Like, Emma's apparently going evil, and your dumbass plan resulted in less than odd shifting. It actually helped her go evil. So, like, what you wanted, you're the cause of, kinda.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Well played. Like, that's actually an epic level failure.
Yeah.
You?
I have Cruella. I mean, she died.
I get it.
And it, while her manipulation in the flashback of Isaac is wonderful, yeah. But he took away the thing that she wanted most. So, and in the same day, like, she gets a magical power to control her life and then loses the thing that she wants to do most. And Rumpel actually, like, she thinks that she's winning here, and Rumpel set her up to do exactly this the entire time. He did not give a shit. He wanted her to die. That was what he wanted. He wanted Emma to kill her.
I thought about Cruella as a loser and a winner, and I kind of settled on neither.
Okay.
Because she expertly is getting, I mean, she kills her mother in brutal fashion, which, you know, is the thing she wants more than anything. But I think more importantly with her, I don't know that she was ever going to be happy, like, truth be told. Like, I think she was always just going to be looking for that next kill, almost like a junkie.
Yeah.
So, like, her dying doesn't feel like as much of a loss as maybe some others who were, like, gonna live a fulfilled life. Like, she's just, well, I tried to kill someone, didn't work, I didn't get it back. Meh. Story's over.
Fuck me.
Yeah, I mean... Like, I feel like if you could ask Cruella what was dying, and she was like, it was a bummer. You know, like, other people are, like, sad.
I can't
like,
kill anybody else now.
Exactly. That, she's not mad that she's dead. She's mad that she's once again lost the ability to kill. Jennifer Morrison / Emma is a big loser.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Stepped into a terrible, terrible trap. I think really bad acting. Terrible facial expressions. I don't even understand the point of doing the close-up when you're going to do that level of dead face.
Yeah.
And then just the characters acting like a petulant child, won't listen to... Like, when Hook, Emma, and the Charm... Or Hook, Regina, and the Charmings are on the same side, that tells you something. And then the whole, like, bizarre kind of more angry at my parents than concerned with Henry is like, ooh, that's a bad look. So, like, this is not Emma's best episode, in my opinion.
No, I think that's fair.
Big loser.
Is that it?
Those are my three losers.
Okay. Winner?
Author. Easily.
Oh.
Easily.
The that's author. Not who I have.
I would have had Rumpel a second.
I chose Rumpel.
I think the author wins here in the past. Easily.
Uh-huh.
He takes it away. I also think he wins in the present. Because, yes, Rumpel does get what he wants. But the author is also getting what he wants.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So it's like tie for them in the present. And also, Rumpel lost Belle's heart, so he's kind of screwed. He lost his leverage.
That's true, but I think we still don't really understand what he's going to do with a dark Emma to then... Did they explain that?
Dark Emma will lead to the ink that the author needs.
Okay. I mean, I think it doesn't... In Rumpel's mind, it doesn't really matter what's up with Belle, because
he can just
fix it.
Maybe.
But that is a good point about the author. I mean, he does get duped by Cruella, but he reads her character so perfectly that he actually finds the one thing that she wanted most.
He gets his heart broken, which I think is a big deal, but him, just his victory, like the way that he smugly struts out of there when he says, I learned from you, I took it away from you. And like I said, he just walks out like a boss and she's just stunned. Like, you don't see many people get one over on Cruella like that, and he, even in the present, in the cabin, she tries, and he's just like, nope, nope.
That's true.
I mean, that's a win to me. I don't hate the idea of Rumpel. I probably would put him as my runner-up.
So next week, We are going to watch Lily. Which will be a Regina and Emma focused episode.
Oh god. This season is kind of, so it's really good, but it's suffering from, it probably should have simply just been a full season where we could actually expand on our things a little bit more, because we're having to jump from big story beat to big story beat just a little bit too. Like, we should have been able to kind of sit with the idea that Curla can't kill someone and see how she has to react going forward and watching her bluff now, whereas everyone else may not know, but it's more interesting as the viewer to see. You know, we don't, like, Emma goes from, I'm not going to hurt someone to murder her in, like, the span of 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's just, everything's kind of having to be rushed a little bit more than I'd like. It's, I mean, look, the season's still enjoyable, but definitely it's hard to write a half season with all these characters and all these things that we're learning and all these twists when you've got 13 episodes. Like, you just got to start jamming things together.
I also think that the, like, the Isaac and Cruella backstory could have been more fleshed out, too, because, like, he falls in love with her in, like, a couple hours. And
so that's actually pretty normal for Once Upon
a Time. I mean, it is pretty normal for Once Upon a Time, but I could have... Yeah, it could have been interesting to, like, not have him tell her right away that he's the author, and they, like, kind of carry on this, like, secret relationship for a while, and, like, have him actually fall for her, and have her, like, have more opportunities to actually manipulate him.
I think it would have been more interesting to have her actually fall for him, but she cares, she loves the thing that she loves more than she just simply loves him.
Yeah, there would be more stakes there.
Yeah, you could have raised the stakes between those two. Yeah. And I also think it'd be more interesting to have seen them interact in the present more. Like, this is kind of one of my complaints, is that, like, we keep having to kill people off in service of the Savior's story. So, like, Cruella had to die so that Emma can go dark. But I'm entertained by Cruella. So you're taking away a great villain. Like, we've talked about, she's probably the second best villain, so we can advance Emma's story.
And I'm
like,
yeah.
So we had to kill Neil because we had to advance Captain Swan. Now we have to kill Cruella so we can advance Dark Swan. It's like, stop doing that.
Well, and I'm curious next week if, like, did Rumpel's plan work? Like, is Emma dark enough for what, for his needs? Yeah. Like, does this count?
Yeah, I mean, that intent versus, well, I mean, as Virginia would say, intent is meaningless. The execution of it is that the truth of the matter is, she killed someone in cold blood.
Yeah.
Now, you can argue it's defense of Henry, and I think that's a fair point. But as you would say, find another way.
Yeah, well, I'm like, Cruella is not that powerful. Like, I mean, she has magical abilities, but, like, she can control animals. Yeah. And, like, she's a skinny lady.
So I don't think the level of power is my concern. I think it's the, if Cruella had, like, a blood, like, if Cruella was Hook and wanted to kill Henry, and basically said, no matter what, I'm going to always try to kill Henry, you kill her. You be done with it, and you eliminate the threat, because Cruella is not someone you want to try for with and leave her alive. But she, Henry was just a pawn. She has no ill will towards him. She doesn't even care. He's just in the way. Now, you can argue that maybe she's a scourge on society and should just go. That's not entirely wrong.
I'm a terrible person, and I left her in the woods to die.
I don't know that I can argue with that point at all. But it's like, if we're going to, and we've had this argument many times in the podcast, like, if we're going to say that we shouldn't be killing people when they're not really a threat, well, she's not really
that. Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. Also, back up a second. Totally agree. Cruella is a terrible person who leaves a baby and then was to die. Are we meant to believe that Ursula was that person after, like, the redemption that we just saw Ursula face? Like, even as evil Ursula, like, what ill will did she share towards a baby that is her friend's baby? I mean, actually, I guess we don't know. Maybe she's the one that took the baby,
To the adoption. Yeah. So it's probably Ursula. I don't know. Ursula was very poorly used this season.
Yeah, agreed.
And because she took off already, we never get the answer to that question. But, yeah, I mean, I'm truly sad that Cruella's gone. Like, she just got, we got to see how truly magnificent she was. And it kind of reminds me almost of Cora. Like, I feel like we got that great Cora story only for her to die.
Yeah, I agree. Yes.
Yeah, like, it felt, it very much reminded me, was it Miller's daughter? Is that what
we, the flashback?
The flashback. And then she dies due to the Heart of Darkness, essentially, storyline starts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like that. It's like, oh, shit. We found out how fucking insane Cora really was.
Yeah.
See ya. And you're like, come on. Stop killing these villains so quickly.
Well, please be sure to join us next week when we watch season 4, episode 20. Maybe you should smoke some weed while you watch Lily.
We miss you, Cruella. Rest in peace. See you next time.